Flames from the pyre leapt high into the night, banishing mist and preserving the living, even as they consumed the dead, as they devoured flesh and dreams and hopes. Father. Odin stood at the forefront of the gathered crowd, staring into the flames, unwilling to look at the mass of people who had come to bid farewell to Bor, the great Jarl. All the nearest Ass tribes had come, the Jarls decked in their fine embroidered furs and golden arm rings, their Thengs clad in fine mail, and even Völvr, witches learned in secrets forever denied to men. All had come to pay silent respect to the greatest Aesir in living memory. The world was lesser now. The flames were a failing defense against the ever-encroaching cold. One day, all fires would burn down to cinders. One day, the world would die. One day soon, most like. Odin's two brothers looked to him now, looked to see what he, the eldest, would do, what he would say. He had already spoken in their father's honor, his voice almost breaking. But his brothers, the rest of the Wodan tribe, and even the other tribes' Jarls, all waited for more of his words, as if some speech, some feeble gesture, or a deficient sentiment might preserve the tenuous peace father had struggled to hold between the tribes. All words would fall short, so Odin had none to offer. How disappointed they would be to learn the son could not match the father. Would not, if he could. Father's dreams of a united people smoldered and turned to ash around his broken body. Someone had betrayed him, murdered him. Tyr, his champion, had found his body rent asunder and crushed almost beyond recognition. A body left out in the mist might rise as a draug, damned to wander Midgard somewhere between life and death. Not father. Too little remained of the man for that. His head, torn from his shoulders, had lain far from his body. And yet his murderers had not claimed his spear, Gungnir. That had remained lodged in a tree trunk. The sacred weapon of the Jarls of the Wunanar, granted to them by the Vanir Idun during the Great March. It fell now into Odin's keeping. When he held it, he felt both strong and unworthy, filled with righteous wrath and the implacable need to avenge this wrong. By Frey's flaming sword and the spear of his father, he would do so. Odin would slaughter any and all who had so dishonored Bor, and he would leave their carcasses to the anguish of mist. Odin had borne father's head back himself, in trembling hands, unwilling to accept a litter for it, no matter how heavy it grew over the miles. Head and body both burned now, on a mighty pyre just outside the town wall. Fists clenched at his side, Odin stood motionless until that pyre had dwindled down to embers. The others had left, he knew, drifted away one by one, leaving him alone with the cinders. Only ravens, perched upon the trees, accompanied him in his grief. In the town, his brothers threw a feast in father's name. Odin had no mood to feast, not this night. Footfalls crunched on the snow behind him. A hand fell on his shoulder. Jaw tight, Odin turned to see Tyr there. A powerful man with long, dark hair and a trim beard. Tyr was taller than Odin, and Odin was a large man. Tyr bore the scars of 100 battles, more perhaps, but he hadn't been at his Jarl's side in the end. Odin fixed him with a glower and did not speak, not remained to say.